Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino International Film Festival. Today we're talking about Sally by Clint Eastwood, screening here in Festa Mobile, and I'm with Sally, Captain Shelley Sullenberger.
How did you take Clint Eastwood's decision of portray those happenings and your story, especially what you wrote in the book?
I was very happy with the vision that Clint Eastwood shared with my wife, Laurie, and me when he came to our home months before the filming began. He wanted to tell the story as truthfully, as accurately as he could. He felt the same respect for the story that I feel because of the way this story has touched people around the world. And I'm very happy with the way the film has been made. I think the underlying foundation of the film is an acknowledgement of the importance of our common humanity.
And there's also something very important, I think, that the film highlights, the importance of doing your job in the best way possible, the ethics and the importance of being professional and doing always what you're committed to.
I have felt throughout my 40-plus year career an intense obligation for my passengers to fulfill my professional responsibilities. And my professional responsibilities did not end with the landing. Not until 4 hours later, when it was finally officially determined that everyone on board was accounted for and was safe.
How was for you to watch the film and relive, after writing the book, relive those happenings?
The very first time that my family of four and I, my wife and our two daughters, saw the film, it was in a private screening at the studio in July. It was a very, very emotional moment for us to see it. While we liked the film, it took us a number of hours to think about exactly all the ways the film made us feel. It was at dinner that night when our younger daughter, who's always the one who says these things, talked about the elephant in the room. And she said, "Are we finally going to talk about this or what?" And then we had the most wonderful conversation at dinner, a wide-ranging, very personal, almost, you know, moving experience, and put into words all the ways that this film made us feel. It made us feel proud. It reminded us of the difficulty of that day, but all the opportunities that have come our way since then.
Oh, was there a moment, because in the film, there's before we get on the final trial, where we're finally, thanks to the 30 seconds, let's say, expedient, we finally get to see that you were right, that you did the right thing. I mean, was there ever a moment before that you became doubtful of having done the right thing, that maybe what they were investigating on could be true? I mean, was there a moment in which you felt that, maybe? I don't know.
Years before this flight, I had been an accident investigator for the pilots union and had participated in an accident investigation in which people did not all survive. So I clearly understood the need and the value of learning from accidents to improve safety going forward. But having that knowledge did not make it any easier when one of my flights was now literally under the microscope, and their job was to follow the truth wherever it led, even if it meant damaging our professional reputations. In the first days, when we were deep in the throes of post-traumatic stress and couldn't get enough sleep and were very concerned, it was a very difficult time. Gradually, as more evidence was revealed, I was more and more confident that ultimately we would be vindicated. But it wasn't until 15 months later, when the final report was released, that I knew that would be the case.
Do you think that the ability of problem solving and reacting to a danger is something that comes with experience and your job, or is something that you always have as an ability, and then you just improve it with experience?
I think these are things that we must learn. We must be intellectually curious enough to want to be continuous lifelong learners and constantly strive for excellence, to be the best that we can be in our profession, whatever it is. That's the passion that fueled me throughout my career. That's what made me strive for excellence. That's what made me care so much. But I think that these things can be learned. But it's not just experience, but it's effective experience, always trying to make the next flight better than the previous one that makes the difference.
Thank you so much. It was an honor.
Good talking with you.
Thank you, Captain Shelley Sully Sullenberger, for being here with us on Fright Free Radio, and this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.